Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhavatsu Kushala Prashnaha Atma Aramishu Naishyate Kushala Akushalaha Yatra Na Santi Mativrittayaha Bhavatsu Kushala Prashna
Bhavatsu Kushala Prashna
Bhavatsu Kushala Prashna
Bhavatsu Kushala Prashna
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Nasanti Mati Vrittayaha
Nasanti Mati Vrittayaha
Nasanti Mati Vrittayaha
Nasanti Mati Vrittayaha
Avacho Kushala Prashna
Avacho Kushala Prashna
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Nasanti Mati Vrittayaha
Nasanti Mati Vrittayaha
Avacchu Kushala Prashna
Avacchu Kushala Prashna
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Atmaramishu Nishyate
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Kushala Kushala Yatra
Nasanti Mati Vrittayaha Bhavatsu
unto you
Kushala,
Kushala.
Good fortune,
fortune.
Prashnaha
question
Atma Aramishu One who is always engaged in spiritual bliss Na Isyate
There is no need of
Kushala,
Kushala,
good fortune.
Akushalaha,
inauspiciousness.
Yatra,
where? Na,
never.
Santi,
exist.
Machivrittayaha, mental concoction. Translation. Ritu Maharaj continued, My dear sirs, there is no need to ask about your good fortune and bad fortune because you are always absorbed in spiritual bliss. The mental concoction of the auspicious and inauspicious does not exist in you. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya 4176 it is said, Dvaiti bhadra abhadra jnana sabha manu dharma e bhala e manda e sabha dharma In this material world, the auspicious and inauspicious are simply mental concoctions because such things exist only due to association with the material world. This is called illusion or Atma Maya. We think ourselves created by material nature exactly as we think ourselves experiencing so many things in dream. The spirit soul, however, is always transcendental. There is no question of becoming materially covered. This covering is simply something like hallucination or dream. In Bhagavad Gita 262, it is also said, Sangat Sanjayati Kamaha. Simply by association, we create artificial material necessities. Dhyayatu Vishayan Omsha Sangasteshu Pajayate. When we forget our real constitutional position and wish to enjoy the material resources, our material desires manifest, and we associate with varieties of material enjoyment. As soon as concoctions of material enjoyment are there, because of our association, we create a sort of lust or eagerness to enjoy them. And when that false enjoyment does not actually make us happy, we create another illusion known as anger. And by the manifestation of anger, the illusion becomes stronger. When we are illusioned in this way, forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna follows. And by thus losing Krishna consciousness, our real intelligence is defeated. In this way, we become entangled in the material world. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:63, it is said, Prabhat Bhavati Sammoha, Sammohat Smriti Vibharamaha, Smriti Bharamshat Buddhinasho, Buddhinashat Pranasyate. By material association, we lose our spiritual consciousness. Consequently, there is the question of the auspicious and inauspicious. But those who are Atmarama or self-realized have transcended such questions. The Atmaramas or self-realized persons gradually making further progress in spiritual bliss come to the platform of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the perfection of life. In the beginning, the Kumaras were self-realized impersonalists, but gradually they became attracted to the personal pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Conclusion is that for those who are always engaged in the devotional service of the Personality of Godhead, the duality of the auspicious and inauspicious does not arise. Prithu Maharaj is therefore asking about auspiciousness, not for the sake of the Kumaras, but for his own sake. Then Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sanandora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then here, Prithu Maharaj, he is asking, he's saying that there is no need to ask about how are you for one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness. Na ishyati prashna, he said. There is no need to ask, oh, are you good? Are you kushala? Is good. Or is there any bad fortune for you? Akushala. Why? Because they are Atmaramas. Atma Aramishu. Atma Aramishu means they are always engaged in spiritual happiness or bliss. Then he is asking them these questions. This very nice realization, not question. He said, one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, for him there is no question of bad or good fortune. Why? because he is not touched by the three modes of materialism, these three gunas. Maya means three gunas, this tamas, passion, rajas, and sattva. They have no association with these three gunas, then they are every time happy. Similarly, for we also, if anyone who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, there is no question of auspiciousness and inauspiciousness. We see this with the Pandavas. Pandavas, their kingdom was taken. Everything was taken from them. But they were not very much disturbed. Why? Because they were engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then this also mati vrittaya. This question of auspiciousness or inauspiciousness is just mati vrittaya. Mati means our intelligence or it's just mental concoction. There is no for devotee. But who is really engaged in Krishna consciousness, there is no question of being kushala or akushala. Auspiciousness or inauspiciousness for him does not exist. Then we have one very nice verse also from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10, Canto 87, 40. He is also saying the same. He said, when someone understands you, Krishna, he no longer cares about his good and bad fortune. Shubha Ashubha. Tvad Avagami. Tvad Avagami. Avagami means someone who understands or someone who realizes Krishna. Then Naviti. He doesn't care. For what? For this Shubha and Ashubha. Shubha means auspiciousness and inauspiciousness. Why? Because these are arising the same ways. These are arising from trigunas, from pious or impious activity. Anvaya, he said here, anvayan, guna, viguna. Then his happiness and distress is just the gunas, coming from the gunas. When one who is engaged in devotional service, he is not affected by good and bad, as they said in the Bible, good and evil. The tree of life and the tree of good and evil. In the Bible, these two trees were there. Adam, he was put in the garden, and God, he told him, you should not eat from the tree of good and evil. You should just eat from the tree of life. What means life? Life means the spirit. And the death means the body. Or the gunas. And when he touched from this tree, he ate from it. What happened? He got dead. Death means he became materially conscious. You can see. You know, he didn't die, huh? When he ate from the tree of the good, the knowledge of good and evil. Adam did not die. He just, they said, death. Death happened to him. And his death means a materially conscious. Then one who is Krishna conscious, he is not affected by good and evil. Why? This verse said, because you control good and evil. Then we repeat the verse, Vat avagami naditi bhavat Utha, Shubha, Ashubha, your guna, viguna, vayams. So one who is understand Krishna, he is not affected by bad and good. Why? Because bad and good is controlled by Krishna. Then how Krishna controls good and bad? Question. How does Krishna control good and bad fortunes? Well, Krishna, he creates our intelligence, our senses, our mind, our pran, means our life, like prana he is giving for the jiva. Then, if someone, he offers his intelligence, his senses, mind, prana to Krishna, then he is no more affected. The intelligence. What means intelligence? Intelligence is like a knife. You have knife. If you have knife and you put it in some place which is very humid, what happened to the knife? Become rusted, huh? Similarly, if we don't use our intelligence, how? By reading scriptures, by asking questions, by being inquisitive, then also our intelligence becomes rusted. Or if we don't engage our intelligence in Krishna consciousness, then our intelligence becomes rusted. Then good and bad happen. We meet with good fortune and bad fortune. The intelligence, the sense, the mind, the prana, they worship Krishna, then one life becomes auspicious. That is this verse is saying here also. Then, if Krishna did not create the senses, the intelligence, mind and prana, then we cannot hear also. We cannot sound, we cannot touch, we cannot see the form, we cannot taste, we cannot smell. When we be deaf, blind, if Krishna does not, then all these senses, intelligence, mind, and prana, they are, Krishna is created, he's the owner in fact. And if one uses them in Krishna's service, then everything becomes auspicious. Which analogy is there? There are three analogies Krishna gives on these the senses, using the senses. Huh?
Tortoise.
Sorry?
Tortoise.
The?
Tortoise.
Tortoise.
Huh? Tortoise.
No. What's this analogy? Yeah. No, not this one. Better one. Not this one. Three, very famous in Ishupanishad are there. Which one?
The woman and the
huh?
Oh, she talks about how the embryo's color.
No, not this one. If you give rasgulla to your mouth, what happens? Stomach?
Satisfied.
If you say, give the rasgulla to my hand, what happens? Your body becomes?
Weak.
Become weak. Second, you give the water to the tree. Yeah. This you have to remember, this analogy is very important for preaching. And for your mind also, you may say, oh, I am engaging my senses, I'm doing so much sacrifice here, going every day for good distribution, going doing this, cooking. Why should I do this? Why not do it for me? Huh? Yeah, this question will come, huh, when we are older. In Krishna consciousness, this doubt will come. Oh, why should I? Then the third analogy is which one? The screw. Screw, which is attached to machine. Then three analogies, remember this very important. One is giving the rasgulla to the mouth, go to the stomach, you become strong. You give it to the hand, you get weak, weak. And we see the materialistic people, they are getting weaker. The devotees, stronger, get stronger. Why? Because they are engaging their senses, mind, intelligence, prana, life. Krishna is called prananath. What means prananath? He is the life of my soul. Then we become strong. And the second is, we said the tree, giving water to the roots. Huh? And the third is?
The crew.
The crew, yeah. You give. Then you will get Krishna's mercy. Because without Krishna's mercy, nothing is possible. Then Krishna, he will give us knowledge, he will give everything. If we engage our intelligence and sense in the mind and prana in Krishna. But without the intelligence, without the sense, without the mind, there can be no enjoyment also. Cannot enjoy. People in Tamaguna, they don't enjoy nicely. Or in Rajaguna, you see them in the street, you see, they are not enjoying. Just enjoying for some time. But the real enjoyment is in goodness. When someone is in goodness, he really enjoys. Really. He enjoys witting, he enjoys his tongue, enjoys his ears, enjoying. And you can ask people outside, if you meet them, you speak with them something spiritual, they are very happy to hear this, because they're not hearing it. They are just hearing material things. Then they get tired. Huh? Like example of the snake, not the snake, the rat. The rat, what is doing? The rat is making noise. No, not the rat, the frog. The frog, probably. The frog is making quack, 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 quack. Then what happened?
Snake.
The snake comes. And that is, then our senses, our intelligence, and our plans should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then automatically everything becomes auspicious. Indriya. You know what means indriya? The senses. But also indriya, it means that these senses belong to Krishna. Our indriya. It means he is Krishna. He is their source of the existence of our senses. He is Krishna. Because Krishna, he created them. Then these senses, they don't belong to us, they belong to Krishna. Then, what happened by concentrating the mind on the form of the Lord, everything becomes auspicious. One becomes joyful. Very easy. Concentrate the mind on the form of the Lord, everything becomes auspicious. Then why, we can ask this question, why concentration on Krishna bring auspiciousness? Why? Why? Because Krishna has auspicious qualities. If you put your hand in something which is very smell, very bad, you put your hand in it, what happened? You get out, your hand is smelly bad. You have to wash it and this and this and that. But if you put your hand, something will smell very nice, your hand. And Krishna, he has all these auspicious qualities. That's why, by concentrating with Krishna, auspiciousness happens. There is one story. I read this, I was once very much impressed by this. It is said, Krishna and the devotees are like fire. Fire. See, it's very cold. What happened? If you come near fire, what happened? Automatically you feel, I feel good, the heat is good. And similarly, if you come near devotee, or if you come near Krishna, everything becomes auspicious. There is one story, one day, Prabhupada came to Juhu, and one devotee was named Haridas. He was not named Haridas. See, this one is one devotee, he was. And Prabhupada was having very nice, he's saying how I become devotee. Prabhupada was having very beautiful watch. And this devotee said, I want to steal this watch from Prabhupada. He was coming here, Prabhupada, trying to steal. But he could never steal it. By coming here, Prabhupada, he became devotee. He got initiated by Prabhupada, and his name is Haridas Prabhu. He's still in Jew, Prabhupada's disciple, and he's doing this camera, shooting of camera of movies. And he said, I want that. That is a devotee. That's because devotee and Krishna, they have spiritual qualities. You come near him, automatically you get injection. Injection in the sense, heat is there. There is also this story with Krishna. One person, he came to Bhagavad Katha. And he was hearing, Krishna is very rich. He has many jewels. He had one here, he has this, here, and he has this. Person, he said, If I can find Krishna, I can also become rich. I can steal from him all his jewels or his earrings. And he was looking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Then, what happened? He became devotee of Krishna. Another story, I'm going quick on this story. Another story, there is one Gunda. Gunda, this is English word or Hindi? Hindi, how is it in English? One duckweed. One duckweed. One day he saw one very beautiful girl. He came to her, he said, you should marry me. And this duckweed was very strong, you know, killing so many people and taking their money. And he said, you should marry me. Then the girl said, oh, if I say no, this guy will kill me. He said, yes, I can marry you, but one condition. He said, what is the condition? She said to him, you should feed 100 devotees with prasad for 1 year. And after this, I can marry you. Then he was, oh, that's very easy. He was having a lot of money, huh? And he starts looking, those who have tilak, come here, sit down. Take prasad. In the beginning, he was very rude, you know, very, sit down here, sit down. He starts feeding them. But after 1 month, he become very sweet, he changed. He said, please sit down. Would you like some more halaba? Would you like some samosa? And after 1 year, what happened? He forget completely the girl. Why should I get married? You like this story? You don't like it, huh? Good story, huh? You want to get rid of someone. Then, and the girl, she was happy. Oof. Om Shanti. Then, that is the auspiciousness. You can get this only when you concentrate on Krishna. By concentration of Krishna, on our mind, intelligence, senses, on Krishna, then we get auspicious qualities. Why? Because Krishna, he said, he is Satyam, Vijnanam, Anandam, Brahma. This is very famous verse from Tritiya Upanishad. 212. Prabhuji was asking me, what's your name again? Udanthar. He was asking me, why all the Upanishads they see that Krishna has no form? Today we will get a lot of verses from Isha Upanishad showing you that Krishna is not formless. Then Krishna is Satyam, Vijnanam, Anandam, and Brahma. Then Krishna, he has these qualities of Satya. Vijnana Ananda means happiness. Vijnana means knowledge. Then, by coming with this, Krishna, you get also these qualities. You get knowledge, one attain knowledge. By knowing Krishna, what happened? One surpasses death. One does not die anymore. Yeah, this is from Tritiya Upanishad. Brahma vid apnuti param. Brahma, vid. Vid means to know. Apnuti, what you get? You get para. Supreme happiness. Tritiya Upanishad 2:12. And we go on. Tam eva viditva achimrityum iti. Tam, he, eva, viditva, by knowing him. Achimrityum. Achi means, what means achi? Supreme mrityum. Or you surpass death. Then by knowing Krishna, one surpasses death. Sveta Upanishad 3:8. Then Krishna has these qualities because Krishna has no material body, a spiritual body. When this Isha Upanishad, they said, what is this verse from the Isha Upanishad? Did anyone know? He does not run, he does not go, he stays. Anyway, there is one verse in the Isha Upanishad, Krishna, they said, oh Krishna, he can run. What means run in Sanskrit? He cannot run. He is far away. And he is also near. Then this contradiction they are given to show that Krishna has a spiritual quality, spiritual body. In here, that is by knowing Krishna, there is no more death for her. Then Krishna is described also in the Shruti as the full of rasa. Rasa means, what means rasa? Mellows, spiritual mellows. He said, Rasuvahi Saha, Tritiya Upanishad also, 271. Why? He's full of ras, we call it ras, okay, ras, because he gives this Krishna prema. He gives anyone who comes with him. And what is this Krishna prema? This Krishna prema is like if you have sugar, and the sugar starts becoming more condensed, it means more good, more good, like this. Then Krishna is full of rasa, and if we come to him, not only he give us auspiciousness, but he will give us also these qualities of rasa. We have also in the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:43-17, Strinam Smaro Murjimad. You know, when Krishna was coming, in the Mathura, what happened? Everyone started looking at him with different feelings. Then Strinam Smaro Murjinam. They were there, the ladies there, they saw Krishna as Cupid personified. See, then Krishna has these qualities, he is not without qualities. He is full of qualities. Then by coming near Krishna, we got all our discontamination finished, it goes away, and we also become free from what? From the reaction of karma and from the effect of time. See, the living entity is bound by what? By karma and time. There are five topics in Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara, Jiva, Karma, Prakriti, and Kala. Then the living entity is bound by these three things. Time is bound by karma and by Prakriti. Prakriti means these three gunas. He is bound. Then question, how the devotee is beyond time? How?
Time does not affect
it. Does not affect. How? How the devotee is not affected by time? Is he? Question. Is he affected by time? Or is he not? No, he's not affected by time because the devotee is spending his time in service of Krishna. Although he may become old, but he's not affected by time. Time, he spends his time for Krishna, then he's not more affected by time. He is also not affected by karma, because whatever he does for Krishna. He is not affected also by his three gunas, because he uses his senses for Krishna, then he is no more affected by all these things. Then he become, what he become? Everything become auspicious, as in this verse it is said, Kushala Akushala. He is asking Prithu Maharaj, oh, for you, there is no question of asking you. Na santi prashna kushala akushala, he said. Na santi, this santi means, is in Sanskrit, means it's like you say, we are means santi. Na santi, prashna means question, kushala akushala. For you, there is no question of asking, oh, are you okay? Are you good? Is everything auspicious for you? No, we know that for you, there is nothing inauspicious for you. Why? Because you are Atma Rameshu. Is there Atma Rameshu there? You are Atma Rameshu. We can speak so many think verses from Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, about this Atma Rameshu. How the those who Ram, what means Ram? The word Ram. One who enjoy, no, Ramanti Yoginah Anante. The yogi. Why they are concentrating their mind on Krishna? Because Ramanti Ananda. Rama means the enjoyed, Ananda, unlimited happiness by getting their concentration on Krishna. Then there is and Krishna's body is also full of good qualities. There is one verse, Prahasitam Priyam. prema vekshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahasi samvidu yari disprishaha kuhakumanaha. This is Gopi Gita. Prahasitam priya. What means prahasitam priya? Hasa, your smile. Your smile is very nice. Prahasitam priya. Prema vikshanam. Your glance is full of love. Dhyana mangala. If we meditate on this, Krishna's glance is filled with love. Krishna's smile, very beautiful. Then Dhyana Mangalam. Dhyana Mangalam, if we meditate and on this, every time become Mangalam. Mangalam, what means Mangalam? Auspicious, Mangalarati. Everything become auspicious. Then Krishna's body, it is full of auspicious qualities. Then how? The problem is how we can see Krishna. But that means we must first hear. You know we are reciting this Hare Krishna mantra. I was reading this morning Shivaram Maharaj, he wrote one book to explain a little bit that the mantra Hare Krishna, in the beginning it is only sound, you know. But if we hear it nicely, what happened? The deity of the mantra become manifest before us in our mind. Automatically you see the mantra. If it's like you, when you do some Vedic sacrifice, like Visaram, when he did this sacrifice, the demigods, who come? The demigods or someone come, he give him one pot full of sweet rice. He said, you give this to your wives, they will get children. Similarly, this Hare Krishna mantra, in the beginning it is just sound. But when we concentrate nicely on the sound, we hear it nicely, then what happened? The deity means Krishna, Hari, you see them in front of you. You start seeing them. How can you see them? By hearing about them. By hearing about the qualities of Krishna. You see, there are some progression is there. You cannot directly go to the pastime of Krishna. We should first, he was explaining this in this book. He said first, Krishna has two pastimes. One is called Nitya Lila and one is called Nimitta Lila. Nitya Lila means what? Those pastimes are eternal. Nimitta means killing of the demons. And he was explaining, we should first hear about these pastimes of killing all the demons. Why? These anarthas in us, there are so many anarthas. Then by hearing these pastimes and by endeavoring, you have to endeavor this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, explain this, then automatically this hearing this, then what happened? We can also see the form of Krishna. How? By hearing properly about Krishna. Then one must repeatedly think about Krishna. One must meditate on Krishna with conviction. And the verse is also there from Brihat Upanishad. By doing this, then we can also have all these qualities of Krishna. By coming in contact with them, we become also, everything become auspicious for us. Then one should remember, one should concentrate on the meaning of the mantra and also the words of the mantra. Then don't think that this mantra Hare Krishna just given there. But the sound, and this is also in the creation, you know. When if you studied creation in the beginning, what happened? There was only sound. And from the sound, what you get? You get the forms coming. Name, you get name. Name is, the sound is name, then you get form is also, then you get qualities and you get everything coming of us according to different karmas, according. Then similarly, spiritually speaking, then this mantra, Hare Krishna, also it manifests Krishna when we hear about Krishna. Then as we said, inauspiciousness is created by trigunas. Then there is one nice prayer from the Shruti. The Shruti are the personified Vedas. They say that to Krishna, Jai Jai, Shri Shrutayaha Uchu, Jaya Jaya Jahi Ajam Ajita Dosa. This word Ajita Dosa, Grip Hita Guna. The Shruti said, victory, victory to you. You are Ajam. Ajam means no one can conquer you. And they ask, please defeat Jahi, this Maya, external power of illusion, this Trigunas. Maya, it assumes this Gribhita, this Trigunas, the Guna. And these Gunas, they create illusion, difficulties, dosha for the conditioned soul. Then the Vedas, they are explaining this, that pray to Krishna. And if we do the same way, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And we pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, please. Oh, you are Ajam. Ajam, there is Ja. What means Ja? Ja means birth. And you are Aja. Aja means you have no birth. No one can conquer you. And you ask, please, Jahi, defeat, please defeat Jahi. What you defeat? Defeat this the tribunals and which create difficulties for me. Then if you chant like this every day, oh Krishna, please defeat the tribunals. Tribunals are created so many problems for me. Please defeat them. Then automatically what happened? And this verse is there in Bhagavad Gita. Which verse? Very famous verse. Daivi guna, huh? Daivi guna shakti, huh? Daivi guna mayam. Mam evam prapadyanti, mayam evam tarantite. That means surrender. Surrender does not mean I have one gun and raise your hand. No, surrender is this consciousness where our mind become surrender to Krishna. I mean, it concentrates on Krishna. Then it's almost time. I just want to end with something about this auspiciousness and auspiciousness. We have different philosophers out there. Patanjali, he's into yoga. He has also his philosophy which is different from us, which is imperfect. We have Patanjali, we have this logician, the Gautama, about this liberation. Oh, how can we get liberated from Trigunas? We have also the Sankhya, Karma Mimamsa. Then, this Patanjali, he think that liberation is arise from matter. See how, although they are doing yoga, and it may seem, oh, yoga is good, it is. Because all these philosophers, for them, Krishna is not active. He's just in samadhi. Krishna does nothing. Now, this is the thing that the Prakriti, when Prakriti meet Purusha, then things come, start moving. And God, he does nothing. Then for Patanjali, then if you finish the Prakriti, then what happens? You become Purusha. That is Patanjali's. Then Gautama, he speak, what is the philosophy of logic, the logician. They think that if you destroy your consciousness, then what happens? You become free. Because consciousness, it is creating this problem for us. If you destroy it, instead of having because now our consciousness is material. Okay? It is material. If you take out consciousness, then you become free. Then what happened? There is no more greediness. Greediness is coming from where? from consciousness. Anger, it's coming from consciousness. You don't become angry, you become stone. You get it? One day I was in Lloyd Bazaar, and one person, he was selling one dhoti to one someone. He said, "You know, I never become angry." I said, "Oh, you are stone? Are you stone?" And he said, no, I am not stone." Then we are living being, and this consciousness, we just have to change it. But this Gautama, he said, "No, you have to destroy it. Then you don't have it. There is no more inauspiciousness." See? Good philosophy, huh? If you don't know, just stop your consciousness, there is no more suffering. There is no more inauspiciousness. Everything becomes auspicious. That is their philosophy. Then the Sankhya, what they said? They said, what if to get auspiciousness or to get liberation, you have to separate the soul from its qualities. Separate spirit from matter. Then they said, you get freedom, you get auspiciousness. And we have the last is the mimamsa, karma conduct. They said you just do pious activities. And we have all the Muslims, the thing, they said, you just do pious activities. You get liberty, you get svarga, you get... He said, by doing pious activities, you can get all auspiciousness. You get liberty. That is their philosophy. Then you can see that all these philosophies, they are not perfect. They are not perfect. Because you cannot get auspiciousness without coming in contact with Krishna. See? As all devotees of Krishna. When we say Krishna, then the devotees automatically are there. By coming with Krishna and by concentrating the mind on Krishna's qualities, then we become free. We become auspiciousness automatically. Happen. And this verse is there. Concentration on Krishna means bhakti. Bhaktiya aham ekaya grahaya. This verse from the Bhagavatam 11:14:21. He says, I am obtained by bhakti alone. You cannot get Krishna by anything, just bhakti. By serving Krishna, by coming in contact with Krishna, by coming in contact with the devotees, automatically one becomes liberated. And it is also our experience. Your experience also. If you compare when you were not devotee, how life was horrible. Then, and that is what the Kumara, Prithu Maharaj is saying to the Kumara today. He's telling them, oh, for you, there is no problem for you. Why? Because you are Atmaram. Atmaram is you, your Atma, your soul, is taking happiness in the Atma. You are taking happiness in the soul. And there is nothing auspicious for you or inauspicious. Then this auspiciousness is created by what? It's created by this sadhana. Again is coming sadhana. And even if one has a weak sadhana, it is said here, even my sadhana is not good, or this. There is also no obstruction for you. You will get with his coming, he's on the way. That's like someone is going to, I don't know, some distance, 10 kilometers, and he sit down a little bit. He said, oh, let me take some rest. Then similarly, for the devotees who have started their sadhana, there is no inauspiciousness. Sadhana and also the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. If we come to this, everything is auspicious for us. Everything. One day we become also like these four Kumaras, or we can go beyond. These four Kumaras, they just stopped in Vaikuntha. We can go beyond this the Vaikuntha, we can go beyond. Then also to defeat this, there is one question. Where is the form of Krishna arise from? From Prakriti or from the Purusha? This question. Where does it... Because they said, okay, if they just combine together, you get Jiva coming, you get everything coming. No, the form of the Jiva, it is already there. The Jiva, the living entity, he is spiritual already. He exists. Just now, these three modes are coming in contact with him, and they are creating this inauspiciousness. I stop here. Because time is there. Any question, any comment? Yes?
We understand that by meditating on Krishna or by connecting to Krishna, we get auspiciousness.
Yeah.
But in this verse, it is saying that the mental concoction of the auspicious and inauspicious does not exist in you. So even the auspiciousness does not exist in you. Yeah. But whereas we understand that by connecting with Krishna, we
Yeah, very nice comment. Then what is the question?
This is a contradiction.
It's not contradiction. He is just saying that this auspiciousness and auspiciousness is mental concoction. It is mental concoction. In the sense, it is like this verse from Bhagavad Gita: Sukhe dukhe sama kritva. Sukhe dukhe sama kritva. Tabhala bho jaya jaya. He is just Krishna, he is asking, oh, in happiness, these are dualities, you know, these dualities, you have to go beyond. Krishna, he asks, which verse in Bhagavad Gita? With Veda. Trigunya? Vishaya Veda. Nice, Trigunya, Bhagavad Gita. Nirdvandva. Sattvastho. These are all dualities, auspicious. Because now it is mental concoction. Because materialistic person, they are trying to look for this something auspicious. And they are afraid of something inauspicious. Yes or no? Yes? Everyone is want something auspicious. But for the devotee, because he is in contact with Krishna, it is beyond auspiciousness. Devotee, he may get something like the Pandavas. They were going to some inauspicious phase. But they were enjoying a lot of happiness. Krishna was coming to their home, sitting. What do you think? You understand this? Krishna was coming. And Krishna is also coming now, today, with us. How? Through this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Auspiciousness, inauspiciousness arise when you forget Krishna. When Krishna is there, you get above this mental concoction. Is it clear? You agree? You don't? You don't move. You see? It's clear. Yes? Huh?
Yeah,
yeah, it's clear. These are dualities are there. Because we want to get out of these dualities. The gunas, good and evil, they are dualities. We want to eat from the tree of life, from Krishna. We want Krishna. We don't care for these dualities. We don't care for hell or heaven. There was one Sufi lady, she was having in her hand hell and heaven, photo like this. She said, hell, I will take one bucket of water and put it on hell. I don't care for hell. And heaven, I will take one and throw. Svarga, you know heaven? Don't care for Svarga. What do you care for? I want God, Krishna. And that is the mentality of the devotee. He does not care, he just go on with his service. Something inauspicious is coming. He said, oh, Krishna wants to teach me something. I said the example of, what's his name? Vidura. Vidura, he was kicked out from the house of Duryodhana. It was inauspicious. But Vidura, what he did? He said, oh, this is good. I will go and go to pilgrimage, make around, and it become auspicious. But someone who has not this consciousness will say, let me now fight with the Duryodhana, which is inauspicious for me. Let me fight with him and change the... No, devotee does not want to change this, surrender all this. He sees the hand of Krishna behind something inauspicious and he turns it into auspicious. Clear now? Ah, now it's clear. Huh? Any question, any comment? Yes. Ah.
And how, for example, it comes due to the illusion. For example, I may like some food, someone else might not like it. If the object was absolutely pleasurable, it will give equal pleasure to me and to the other person. For example, some man may like one girl, but the other one may not like her.
Then what is the question?
I'm thinking, is it good for me or not good for me?
No.
It comes from illusion. That's called mental confusion, and we have dualities
Don't like. I got your no, but what Prabhupada said regarding food? There is one proverb. He said food, you see, different people have different foods. Someone will like this, someone, because we are not one. There is varieties are there. Someone may like this, someone may like that. That is normal. This is not mental concoction. We are individual. Someone may like rice, someone may like chapatis, according to his body. Like I like chapatis.
Then we can use analogy for the car. Someone likes this car, someone doesn't.
Yeah, we are not Mayavadi. You know, Mayavadis did think, oh, I like this, you should also like it. I like, I don't know, food, any kind of food. You should say this is, no, we are persons, and there is varieties. Someone may like this, someone, although it is prasad, it is this. There is no.
So my point is not the objects are not pleasurable. It comes from our mental concoction thinking that this object is going to give me a pleasure.
No. This is not mental concoction. The prasadam, according to your age, according to so many things, your environment, where you are born, this Krishna consciousness is broad-minded. There is no concoction if someone like this prasad does not like this one, he chose this one. Some devotees, they say, but I don't agree. You're free. There is one devotee. He was just speaking, pizza, is this, that, why the land? And he left his body, he got big problem in here. I don't say the name, but he was staying in Vrindavan. He was really tight. No, you're a genius. No, it's freedom. Okay, any other question? Freedom. For prasad or let them. We need to see the person that he should eat.
So
prasad change.
He was thinking that the pizza was pleasurable for him, but it's actually harmful. So proves my point.
No, he was not. He was thinking that to eat pizza is maya. We have so many devotees, great sannyasis. I don't want to give the name. They like pizza. Ah, Bhakti. Ah, he left this one. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. He said, if there is no pizza in the spiritual world, I will not go there. Bold, very bold, huh? Then you close this topic. Any other question? Someone may say, oh, there is no samosa. He likes samosa. Wow, what Krishna cannot give samosas in Golok? In Golok you get everything. It is kalpa vriksha. Fulfill all your desires. You want this, you get it. Krishna is eager to bring you there. Any other questions? Yes.
You say the four Kumaras are after Amishu, they are always happy
yeah.
in themselves. And how come they get angry when they cannot go to the seventh gate?
Well, this anger, that's why they become trees. They are in Shantarasa. They cannot go. Even Krishna is afraid of them. Keep away. Yeah. Because if you become too much intimate with them, they may curse Krishna. Yeah, many stories are there. They may curse, we know that, what's her name? Gandharvi. She cursed Krishna. What was the curse? I forgot this Mahabharata. It was before the dear Lord. Now I am into other sense.
All the relatives can die just like my children.
Yeah, she cursed him. There, these curses are. They see, the spiritual world is nice. Even Krishna is, oh, this guy, I should be careful. Then they get this Shantarasa, they are trees. They are not disturbing, they are just standing there. They give some shade. They do some seva. In Vrindavan, many sadhus are angry. They get quickly angry. If you don't put the blade nicely, if you touch with your left hand, they start becoming very angry. Then you should, yes, some sadhus are like this. You should handle them nicely. Yeah, oh, sorry, sir, or something like this. Or you also get angry. Then it become like Dakshas. Yeah. Everyone is cursing it. Okay, any other questions?
How do we develop this quality chanting?
How will we develop?
Quality chanting.
Chanting. Well, you should first, you should manage your day. The day you have to manage. What time do you eat? You cannot eat at 10 o'clock at night. And mass rice, sabzi, and next day you will chant Hare Krishna and you will chant another mantra. First, at 5 o'clock, and this is ISKCON program. If you go to India, you see India is very nicely organized. But you have two prasadam, morning and 3 o'clock, evening you have milk. Okay, here we are preaching. We are adjusting with visitors, and we are more merciful. We had Prabhupada wants this. Anyone who comes, he should get some prasad. But if you are more, if you are in ISKCON for some years, then we should become more serious. That first, control your eating. Second, what time do you sleep? If you sleep at 11, you can do it once, but if you do this every day, your health is not good. Not morning, you see. We should sleep before 9 o'clock. If you sleep at 8 o'clock, 8:30, you will wake up at 2 o'clock automatically. Without alarm clock, you start moving, and you see 2 o'clock, 2:30, then you send your rounds. Before coming here, you finish 12 rounds, 3 are left or 4. Then 6, before the sun rise, you finish your rounds. That's good, and you will feel healthy. This. Then we should first manage ourselves. If you manage yourself, then you will be there. Okay. Any other question? Some devotees cannot do this, you know, because of preaching or this or that. I know one devotee, we were preaching like 12 o'clock. Night. He said this is also sadhana, this preaching. And he's still there, strong, but it depends, you know. If you can do it, you have to see. Are you quiet? Are you disturbed, fighting with this one? Are you happy? You have to ask this question to yourself. Am I happy? How I am? If you feel happy, then you can do 12, so sleep at 12, or I don't know, you wake up. And you have, if you feel some... your mind is giving you a problem, you have to change your sadhana, your timing, your... You have too much... I don't know what is your... There are different situations, how you work. See, this Krishna consciousness is very open. It's not something sectarian to do this. You have to manage yourself. And Bhaman, and you need to look at yourself first. Any questions? Okay, we stop here. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here. I would like to thank all the devotees. I'm living in 2 days. Thank you very much. And Hare Krishna.